Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. I'm so happy to have you guys join us via any means of Spotify or Apple iTunes, or if you're watching us through YouTube. We want to welcome you to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. And I'm excited to bring you this this message today that I feel is a word in season that has been in my heart since I began to preach on Wednesday on fighting for what belongs to you. And I'm going to title today's podcast, No Excuses. I want to read to you out of Luke chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. Actually, we'll read 16. And the word of the Lord says, Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Verse 19, another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Verse 20, still another said, I just got married, so I cannot come. The title today is No More Excuses. There are thousands of excuses that we make as to why we don't do what God has called us to do, as to why we don't obey God, as to why we don't really step in to the purposes of God. There's a lot of reasons and a lot of excuses. I mean, people come up with all kinds of excuses. We can easily come up with so many excuses. And when you define the word excuse, it's interesting to see why we make excuses. Why do we make excuses for our health? Why do we make excuses for our ministries? Why do we make excuses for our relationship with God? Why do we make excuses for our prayer and our intimacy? Or we make excuses to serve God? We make all kinds of excuses. Why are we not excellent? We make excuses about that. Why do we not go back to school? We make excuses about that. Why are we not out of debt? We make excuses about that. We make excuses about everything. Well, here in the parable, Jesus says, he gives us a parable. And he's talking about a banquet. But it says that nobody wanted to go. Here the banquet was served. There was a buffet table, if you will. God has prepared this banquet for us. But everybody began to make excuses. One said, oh, I gotta go check out the field. The other one said, oh, I just got married. The other one said, oh, I just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I gotta go try them out. So please excuse me. Well, God is not a God of excuses. He's a God of perfection. He's a God of excellence. He's not a God of excuses. You know, he doesn't make excuses. When you look at mighty men and mighty women in the Bible, they could have made countless excuses as to not fight battles, to not fight the attacks that were coming against them. Paul had so many reasons to give up. Paul had so many reasons to give God as an excuse. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It's harder than I thought. You know, if you look at Paul, he was shipwrecked. He was flogged. He went through so many difficulties. He was criticized. Practically thrown out from the Sanhedrin. You look at Paul and all the religious people, they were practically gonna kill him. He's thrown in prison. He's flogged several times. He had so many reasons to say, I can't do it anymore. He had so many reasons to just maybe mellow out a little bit. He had so many reasons to just back down, to retrieve. He had so many reasons to wanna just give up, but he didn't. What made these men not give up? Deborah had so many reasons to give up. She was the only one. No man wanted to rise up. She had an excuse. Nobody wants to do it. She could have said, nobody wants to do it. Why should I do it? I mean, if you look at the mighty men of valor, David's mighty men, they had so many excuses. They could have used an excuse. They could have said, the battle's too fierce. They could have said, it's too long. They could have said, there's 800 of them. Eleazar, you know, he fought 800 men. Eleazar, whose hand spasmed because he was holding a sword for so long, fighting a battle. He could have said, I'm tired. He could have said, I'm weary. See, our weariness should never be an excuse. How many times have we used the excuse of weariness? These men were tired. You think David didn't get tired? David got tired, but he never used tiredness as an excuse. On one occasion, he's coming back from a battle, and he tells God, because everything's stolen from him, and the Bible says that him and his men were exhausted. Exhausted. Not tired. Exhausted. Have you ever been just exhausted? Well, David was exhausted because he just came back from a battle. That could have given him an excuse to sit back. Now, not only is that happening in his life, but now his own men want to kill him in Ziklag. They want to stone him because their soul was bitter, because everything had been stolen from him. There was a huge fire in their camp, and the enemy had stolen everything. But you know what David does? He goes before the Lord. He could have said, well, everybody's against me. He could have used that as an excuse. He could have said, I'm too tired. I just fought one battle, and now you want me to go fight another. He didn't use anything as an excuse. You know what he said? He said, go get me the ephod, and I'm going to go before the Lord. And he asked God, God, should I go and pursue my enemy? And God told him, go and fight, and I will be with you, and I'll give you the victory. David used no excuses. You know who God backs up? God backs up people who do not make excuses. What excuse have you been giving God? What excuse have you been telling yourself that you have convinced yourself somehow that that's the excuse you're going to use? Let me define excuse. Excuses are invented reasons. Reasons we create. Nobody creates them. We create them. So excuses are invented reason. It is a reason that has been invented by us, that we created to defend our behavior. That's what an excuse is. It is a reason that I create, I invent it, so that I can excuse and defend my behavior. It also means to postpone taking action or to neglect responsibility. So when I excuse myself, when I'm making excuses, what's happening is I'm really neglecting my responsibility. When I make an excuse, I'm really creating something just to defend my behavior. So anytime you use an excuse why you haven't changed, we excuse ourselves about not changing. We excuse ourselves why we're not transforming. We excuse ourselves as to why things are the way they are in our lives, and we excuse ourselves. It's because this happened. It's because I went through X, Y, and Z. It's because you don't understand. They're all excuses. So today in this podcast, with all the love and compassion that I have for you, I want to expose your excuses. No more excuses. An excuse is really neglecting your responsibility, neglecting what God has called you to do. An excuse is to just say, you know what? I know that's my responsibility, but I don't want to do it. I refuse to do it. Although you don't say it, we come up with an excuse, a reason that's invented. Have you ever made excuses? Now, why do people make excuses? One, they don't want to take responsibility. You don't want to take responsibility. That's the reason for our excuses. We don't want to take responsibility for our health. We don't want to take responsibilities for our own spiritual walk. Nowadays, we live in a society where we put the blame on everybody. It's everybody's fault. Well, God didn't call us to live like that. God called us to take responsibility for our own actions. Take responsibility for our own choices. Take responsibility for the choices that we have made. So when we are excusing any area in our life, it's really that we are not wanting to take responsibility. Why do people make excuses? Number two, people make excuses because they're not interested in doing it. They just don't want to do it. That's the real reason. And rather than saying, I just don't want to do it, they begin to excuse themselves. So if you look at this parable, here Jesus is inviting them to a banquet. Jesus is inviting them to the table. Come, be in my presence. Come and dine with me. And everybody had an excuse. Oh, I'm getting married. Oh, I can't because of this. Oh, I can't because of that. It reminds me when I was growing up of the story of the little hen. And the little hen said, who will help me bake the cake? And nobody answered. Everybody had an excuse. The rooster had an excuse. everybody had an excuse. So that hen went and baked the cake all by herself. But when the cake was done, she said, who will help me eat it? Everybody came to dine. Well, isn't that like human nature to do that? We make excuses because we don't want to put in the work. Really, you don't want to do it. But we have to take responsibility and recognize that these are excuses. And Jesus gives us a parable. And there are consequences to excuses. Why do people make excuses? Because maybe we say things like, well, I didn't have control over that event. Or, you know, I didn't have control over it. Or I couldn't help it. That's like Eve. When they said, Eve, what have you done? When she ate of the fruit of good and evil, from the tree of good and evil. And you know what Eve's response was? The serpent made me do it. The serpent lied to me, as if she didn't have a choice. We all have choices. So many times we make excuses because we act like we didn't have control. I couldn't help it. Yes, you can. You know how to say no. Yes, you can. You don't have to get angry. We act like we don't have control. Yes, we do. We have control. Matter of fact, we shouldn't relinquish our authority. We shouldn't relinquish our control. We have control over our choices. Don't blame anybody else. Take responsibility and stop making excuses. Why do we make excuses? Another reason is that we blame other people. We start to blame other people. We blame the past. We blame other people. We blame situations. It's his fault. It's her fault. We put fingers and throw fingers at all kinds of situations. And we say it's because of this and it's because of that. And we point fingers at all these situations. But in reality, guys, they're excuses. We have to stop making excuses as to why we're not taking care of ourselves. Stop making excuses as to why you don't pray. Stop making excuses and you say, I don't have time. But you have time for social media. But you have time to do other things. We all have time. They're just excuses. We have to stop with the excuses. Why do people make excuses? People make excuses because they're lazy. That's why we make excuses. Another reason why we make excuses is because we're lazy. We're not disciplined. We don't have any disciplines in our lives. And rather than saying, hey, I'm lazy, we don't. We want to come up with an excuse. Well, now's the time to own it. Now's the time to take responsibility and say no more excuses. According to the word of God, found in the book of Luke chapter 14, Jesus is talking to us about excuses. No more excuses. Why do we make excuses? Another reason is because we doubt. When we doubt, we begin to make up excuses. When we start doubting God, we can easily start to make an excuse. I mean, if you think about the Israelites, they began to doubt God. And as they began to doubt God, Moses is up in the glory, up on a mountain, having a great encounter with God. And the Bible says that the Israelites were down below the mountain and they were worshiping other idols. And when they come down, they said this, well, you were taking so long. They had to blame everybody else. They had to blame Moses. But really, it was their doubt. They doubted God. They doubted the promises of God. I wonder when doubt begins to enter into your life, I wonder what excuses we start to give. I wonder what excuses we start to give God. Why do people doubt? We doubt because we really don't want to change. That's really why we make excuses. We don't want to change. Why do people make excuses? Because they're not motivated to change. They're not motivated at all. So they make excuses because they're not motivated to change. But I pray that this podcast is motivating you to stop with all your excuses. You know what it's time? It's time to quit making excuses for all of your mishaps, of all your shortcomings, and it's time to own it. See, even when you don't feel like it, you want to push. You want to pray. Even when you feel tired that day, show up anyway. Quit making excuses. Some people that are listening to me and watching me, you make excuses about not going to work. You can come up with any little excuse. And then we convince ourselves that, yeah, that's why I'm not going. That's right. But that's an excuse. It's you have to stop with the excuses. And you have to say, God, even if I'm tired, I'm going to show up. Even if I feel down and even if I'm weary, I'm going to keep pressing. That even though I feel alone and even though I feel lonely, I'm going to get up anyway and I'm going to pray. even if it feels like nothing is happening, I'm going to keep on knocking and I'm going to keep on seeking. Even if it feels like I don't want to do it, my flesh is screaming and my flesh is just being lazy, I'm going to get up and show up anyway. Even if I'm exhausted, I'm going to show up. You know who God rewards? God rewards the faithful. God rewards the diligent. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the faithful are richly blessed. The faithful are richly prosperous. Because you're faithful, because you show up, because you make no excuses, because you do it anyway, even when you don't feel like doing it. This is not about emotions. This is about being responsible. This is about being excellent in the things of God. This is about going the extra mile. See, those are people that always prosper. The ones that go the extra mile. The ones that show up even when they don't want to show up. I want to break that lack of excellence in your life. I want to break all those excuses that you have been giving God in your life, consciously or unconsciously. We have to break that. We have to take responsibility. Look at, I'm going to read you the definition again. It's excuses are invented reasons. Quit inventing a reason that we create to defend our behavior. Stop defending your behavior. If you know that there's an area that needs adjustment or alignment without condemnation, without feeling bad, just own it. Take responsibility. That word excuse means to postpone taking an action. You're postponing taking an action. Are you postponing taking an action in an area and then excusing it? Has God told you to do something, but you keep putting it by the wayside? You keep putting it in the back burner? You keep kind of putting it on the sideline, but God is telling you to do something, yet you keep postponing it? And you're going, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And then we make excuses. Oh man, I didn't have time today. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We all have to stop making excuses. It also means to neglect our responsibility. We are called to be responsible people. We're not called to be neglectful. We're called to be responsible. I want you to break every form of excuse that you have. No more excuses. Jesus didn't have an excuse. He didn't give God an excuse. He didn't wake up and just say, oh, well, the mob, you know, they want to take my life. So therefore, I think I'll just stay inside today. I'm not going to Capernaum, Jesus. I don't think I can go to Samaria. They're going to want me to, you know, they're going to want to kill me over there. They're going to almost want to stone me. Go to my hometown? Heck no. I'm not a prophet in my own hometown. He could have thought of 1,000 excuses, but he didn't because he knew he had an assignment to do. You have an assignment from God. You have a purpose from God. You have a calling from God. Stop making excuses. Take responsibility. Don't invent all kinds of reasons. Don't defend your behavior. Own it. See, the Bible says that he's given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us the grace to be able to do what we can't do in our own ability. God gives you, Philippians says it, he gives you the will to do and to feel and to be. Meaning when you don't feel like it, just you showing up, all of a sudden you'll want to do it. That's the God that we serve. He gives you the ability. So stop making excuses. Nobody that we find that was mighty in God, that believed God, made excuses. Abraham could have said, the promise isn't coming. It's just not coming. I've been waiting for it. And he could have just evaded. He could have just said, the heck with that. I'm going to find me 3 more wives and I'm just going to have a bunch of kids from another wife. He didn't. He stuck it out and he waited for the promise of God. And then we see the promise in Sarah, that Sarah had Isaac, the promised child. See, there are so many promises that are waiting to be released in your life. But the excuses in our lives, they're really preventing them from coming forward. So I come to you today in love and compassion. Break all your excuses. No more excuses. Just do it. Own it. Take responsibility. And the things that you don't want to do, just ask God to help you and he will help you. And he will make sure that you are always fruitful and that you will always flourish. Father, I lift up every person today and I pray, God, that they break every excuse and that you begin to expose it, Holy Spirit. Begin to expose every every root, God, as to why they're making those excuses. Father, whatever it is, whatever excuse they're making for themselves, today, God, I'm asking you to expose it. And that they begin to see their life, Father, from a standpoint, from a place, God, where you will give them the ability and the grace to do whatever it is that they're called to do, be it fight a battle, be it fight an attack that's coming against them, God, whatever it is, God, from intimacy to prayer to forming relationship with you, God, maybe opening up a business, whatever it is that you're asking them to do, that they not be people who postpone it, God. But today I pray that you expose every excuse. And Father, that today we rid ourselves of every excuse possible, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Remember, you are more than a conqueror. You are not just any person. You are more than a conqueror. But the excuses in our lives will always prohibit us from receiving and attaining all the victory. I love you guys, and I bless you. Please share this link with everybody you possibly can. And I am believing that you are going to make absolutely no more excuses. I bless you. Don't forget to pick up a copy of any of my books. I suggest Leviathan book, Overcoming Leviathan in the Last Days. And please, please share, comment, and let me know what God is doing in your life. And I thank you so much. I love you guys, and I bless you, and we'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.